Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood.
On Tuesdays, get your pop culture news and reviews with a pure Bostonian perspective on the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then on Thursdays, you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, presenting the Live Issues program.
It's going down each week. Only in the land of Ash, nerdcore at its finest.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnistry Inc. Proudly present No Borders, No Race, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your host, King Baby Duck. Well, we're out of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and somewhere out there, our Bastet Bruins fangirl Nenya is drowning her sorrows with the hardest liquor she can find. You know, I can't understand how it all happened. Perhaps the only thing that can be said was that we fell apart. We were ahead 3-2 in a series, and the odds of us moving forward to the next series looked pretty good. But then Montreal just came roaring back and, to put it bluntly, kicked our ass. It's sad to see that we won't be moving onwards to the next round, but hey, we've got other teams to be rooting for now. The Red Sox are finally picking up speed, and in no time at all, it will be Patriots season. So perhaps we should hang our heads for just a little bit over the fact that we won't have another Stanley Cup, but then raise them once again for the fact that there is hope that Boston will be bringing home some kind of championship this season. I know some of you listeners out there don't live in the Boston area, so I won't speak on this matter anymore. Instead, let's just jump into today's mix. So, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, you can grab just about all these albums and EPs from cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. We're going to start the show off with some Gold Betty, a great ska band who sadly called it quits 4 years ago. From their 2008 album, Betty's Buggy, this song is called Crystal.
Yes, ばう唇から溢れる君の優しさに涙してる。
Angelier from their Shion album. The Visual Kei Foursome are now prepping for their next tour in their homeland, which will be starting up on June 6th with their friends Mary. Now, as you all know, my friends from Wicked Anime and I went and saw the Aquabats and Cuckoo Kangaroo perform at the Paradise a couple weeks ago, and if you've never seen either of these bands, then I suggest you go see them as soon as possible. I want to give a quick shout out to Brian and Neil of Cuckoo Kangaroo for the interview, and anyone out there who hasn't bought their new album, Whoop-De-Whoop, yet, really needs to get right on it. So, when we went to the show, I noticed that there are a lot of kids at the concert, which is no surprise, seeing as the Aquabats have a young fan base thanks to their brilliant TV series. However, some people in the audience weren't as noticeable as I was at that fact, and started doing the usual mosh pit sort of thing that we've come to expect from a ska show. Now, as I've grown accustomed to mosh pits thanks to the World Infernal Friendship Society, I would have been in there joining them. However, as someone who takes the safety of the young ones quite seriously, I didn't want to cause harm to a young kid who is probably experiencing their first live show. I mean, you don't want to give kids the impression that going to a concert can be dangerous. Concerts are amazing experiences where people feel the most alive and in tune with the music that surrounds them. That's why I was very happy to see the Aquabats a few days later post something about this. They probably noticed this was like a regular occurrence at their shows, so they wanted to speak up about it. And I have to say, they gave the how-tos for proper concert etiquette perfectly. In fact, let me read to you verbatim what they said. "We've been delighted to see so many younger fans attend this tour. We realize for many of you youngsters, this is your first rock show experience, and we want everyone to have a great time. Here are some helpful hints for navigating a rock show. It gets loud. You might want to bring some ear protection and try to avoid standing right in front of the club speakers. Parents, typically people up front and in the middle like to dance, and sometimes it gets a little rowdy. We do our best to encourage a safe environment, but it is a rock show, so parents with young children might want to avoid these areas. Dancing. We want everyone to dance and have a great time. Just please keep an eye out for the little ones. If we all look out for each other, we can make an awesome party together." You know, these should be the basic rules of any rock show you attend, whether it's an all-ages gig like the Aquabats, or if it's an 18 or 21 plus show like Fucked Up or Mount Banana. If we take the time, and trust me, it doesn't take too much, and look at our surroundings and the people attending these shows, and most importantly, take a moment to read the room and get a feel of how others are partaking in a show, then you can definitely bet that you can have an amazing live experience without fear of either getting hurt or accidentally hurting someone else. You know, I know I'm sounding kind of preachy, but I for one believe that the best way to enjoy a concert is to be one with the crowd and not try to unnecessarily jolt it into something that may leave others feeling uncomfortable. Just remember what the Aquabats say, and I'm sure you'll have a great time at your next concert. But let me add just one more rule, you know, because there is one other thing that I think that the Aquabats should bring up. If you want to be in front, get to the show early. Don't be a douchebag and cut your way through the crowd to get to the stage. It's unfair to those who actually wait in the line to see their favorite bands up close. So, bring your plugs for the kids, make sure they're in a safe area so they won't be trampled by the older crowd, be wary of how you dance around others, and don't cut in front if you're late to a gig. And that's how you practice concert etiquette. Although I kind of would doubt that the Aquabats use the term douchebag. They would probably use a different word. But anyway, let's get back to some music. We've got French rocker Second Sex up, who a few years ago released a great album called Petite Mort, but since that time, the band has been somewhat silent. Have they broken up? If anyone out there like can tell me that, please let me know. From Petite Mort, this song is called Mon Autre Côté.
La nuit gris, je me réveille, je suis le souvenir du soleil. Et là on cherche une bouche pour me ranimer. Je ne sais pas pourquoi mon cœur s'est arrêté. Plus sang dans mes veines, tes dents, ma selle. Il me faut une proie pour devenir mon bras droit. Viens avec moi, viens me sauver, deviens mon autre côté. Embrasse-moi, laisse-moi te venger, je suis un diable, venu me venger. Viens avec moi, viens me sauver, deviens mon autre côté. Embrasse-moi, laisse-moi te venger, je suis venu me venger. Je t'aperçois, l'ennui sur ton visage, je le vois. Ton baiser me ranimera cette fois, car j'ai envie de toi. Cap sexuel, en joie, petite fille, viens à moi, rien qu'une nuit en ta compagnie, et tu seras mon bras droit. Viens avec moi, viens me sauver, deviens mon autre côté. Embrasse-moi, laisse-moi te venger, je suis un diable venu me venger. Viens avec moi, viens me sauver, deviens mon autre côté. Embrasse-moi, laisse-moi te venger, je suis venu me venger. Bouche frôle ton corps et mon visage mort redevient rosé, mais il m'en faut encore. Je vais te pénétrer, renaître pour l'éternité. À quoi bon ce sacrifice? Je l'ai tué alors que je l'aimais.
Thank you.
legendary Bomb Factory with Discord from their greatest hits album, or, as it's known here in America, Marching Through Tokyo. The guys last December released their newest EP, Rage and Hope, and are currently on the Japanese road with a few of their friends. Now, for the last 7 years, we've been teased by the band X-Japan about a new album, with some patience tiring from fans and critics everywhere. After all, this album has been in the works since that Saw 4 movie came out, which seems like ages ago. Now, during a press junket for his new classical album, Yoshiki let the cat out of the bag and said that the new album is finally near completion, and that after his solo tour is done, he'll be heading back to the studio to put the finishing touches on it. As for a release date, we may be looking at something like around October. So, why did it take so long? Well, as each of the band members has their own management, it all came down to time and scheduling, as everyone has their own projects they're working on. Hell, Yoshiki is already working on his next classical album, so it shows how much of a music-making machine he is. Still, 7 years is a long time to wait for an album to come out. Honestly, I thought it was going to be another Chinese Democracy situation, or worse, Dr. Dre's Detox album, which hasn't even seen the light of day yet. To help with the waiting, though, it was announced that on May 21st, which is today, a new compilation album called X-Japan World Best will be released worldwide, with a physical release sometime later this month. They're going to do it digitally and then do a physical one. Yoshiki also announced during a show in San Francisco that X-Japan will hold a concert at Madison Square Garden in New York on October 11th. This will make X-Japan the second Japanese band headlining at MSG, the first being Larc en Ciel back in 2012. Now, one other interesting thing was mentioned during his interview back in Europe. Apparently, Yoshiki recently chatted with Stan Lee, who helped co-create his comic book series Blood Red Dragon. And Lee mentioned something about possibly bringing the character to TV. I find this interesting because X-Japan are playing in New York City the same weekend as New York Comic Con. And what better place to officially announce such a project than at one of the world's biggest comic book conventions? Methinks something big is afoot, but we can only speculate. For now, let's just hypothesize what could be and get back to some music. In fact, let's spin some X-Japan for you right now. From their 1996 album Dahlia, this song is called Rusty Nail.
Oh, Sunny island, only 50 years from when we saw the world explode. There lived a young lad having fun and causing trouble. Along came a dude who had a massive sword that glowed. Once upon a time when the world was getting nasty, only 50 years from when we heard the radio boom. There lived a young lad who found a girl with puffer blasters. Together they must put an end to all of Shadow Doom. He who is the sword must next become the master, seeking out the stones with a carrot-nosed dog. Three heroes at once on a mission filled with danger. 3, 2, 1, time for revolution! West for glory, check out the latest powers on the earth. This is our hero story, the greatest the world has ever known. It's a quest for glory, tempting our fate with the power that we own. This is our hero story, we'll be the greatest the world has ever known. Welcome to the tale of a land conquered by evil. People in despair and getting fed up with it too. Haru and the gang set out to find the answer, but the only one who knew the way had almost no IQ. Welcome to the tale of a band of motley buddies. People in despair and living frightened to their bones. The only hope left is the quest that's doomed to failure. Together we must find a way to beat the Shadow Stones. He who wields the sword must next become the master, seeking out the stones with a carrot nose dog. Three heroes at once on a mission filled with danger. 3, 2, 1, time for revolution! Quest for glory, check out the latest powers that we own. This is our hero story, the greatest the world has ever known. It's a quest for glory, tempting our fate with the power that we own. This is our hero story, we'll be the greatest the world has ever known.
Until a few days ago, I had no idea this song even existed. That was the full version of Revolution by Real Big Fish, which served as the opening theme to the English dub of Ravemaster that aired years ago on Toonami. That comes off of the compilation album Anime Tracks Volume 1, which was released during a more golden age of Tokyo Pop. I hope they can return with the full force and grace that they once had over a decade ago. I really do. All right, boys and girls, get ready for our favorite teacher from the land of the rising sun to fill your brains with some kick-ass knowledge. It's time, once again, for Sawa Sensei's Nazo Nazo Nyango.
Hi, everyone. This is Sawa Sensei of Nazo Nazo Nyango. Nazo Nazo Nyango のコーナーへようこそ。Welcome back! ということで、今日も日本のポップカルチャーや文化についてみんなと学んでいきたいと思います。
Today, I'd like to introduce you about world-famous Japanese culture character group, ninja, which really existed in our history. How they existed and what types, we call it ryuha types, of ninjas were and maybe still are here today in current Japan. First of all, I'd like to start with ninja school types and origin of ninja.There are many studies and stories still going on today, and most of the studies are based on Sandai Ninsho, three famous titles of ninja books. The one is called Bansei Shuka, and the others, Shouninki and Ninpiden. However, these books were written in Edo era, and it's been said that these books were written only as a reminder.And there are many pages that is written, oral instructions for the details. Lots are still covered in mystery. Therefore, I'd like to go over through with the most common informations that has been said. Worldwidely, the name ninja is very popular. But did you know, depends on the time and era or places, there are many different names to describe ninja.For example, from the time period perspective, in Asuka era, 6th century, was called Shinobi. In 7th century, in Nara era, was called Ukami. In 15th century, during Sengoku era, they were called Kanja or Rappa. In Edo era, in 17th century, they were called Onmitsu.And in 19th century, during Taisho era, they were called Ninsha, etc. And also from the geographic perspective, in Kyoto or Nara era, on the west side of Japan, they were called Suppa, Ukami, or Dako. In Yamanashi area, in northeast side of Japan, they were called Suppa or Mitsunomono. In Niigata era, this is also northeast side of Japan, they were called Kikimonoyaku. And also in Miyagi is the south part of Japan, they were called Kurohabaki. In Fukui or Aomori area, they were called Shinobi. And in Kanagawa, they were called Monomi, etc.So, as it's been shown, now you know ninja is only the general term of the super secret group that existed all around Japan. According to the Books of Secrets, Sandai Ninsho, which is already open to the public but still a lot left in mystery because of its description of oral instruction, there are about 50 different schools of ninja in Japanese history. What they learn as ninjutsu?Ninjutsu means the skills of stealth and secrecy practices of ninja. Varies from martial arts, cultural arts, such as tea ceremony or flower arrangements, to nutritional science and psychology. This is because they worked in various ways, and it's been said that they were working as secret spy agent or communicator. Hattori Hanzo is one of the most popular ninja names.Because his name was used with a little arrangement in the smashing hit animation Ninja Hattori-kun. In the anime, the character named Hattori Kanzo was being used after the name of Hattori Hanzo. So the real ninja's name was Hattori Hanzo, but in the animation, there was a character named Hattori Kanzo. The differences was Hanzo and Kanzo.And Kanzo is actually Japanese that names part of the organ inside the human stomach. The anime was based on the comic written by a very popular writer, Fujiko Fujio A, whom famous with other writings such as Obake no Kyutaro or Warau Salesman. Ninja Hattori Kun became a game software as well as a movie many, many times. Most recently, in 2004, a live-action version played by Shingo Katori from popular Japanese boys group named SMAP was there. I guess this will tell how much Ninja is popular here in Japan still today. Hattori Hanzo was actual ninja, as I said before, in the history, and he became popular because he was a very skilled ninja who worked for Ieyasu Tokugawa, who took power during Edo era. And it's been said that he was one of the master of the Iga school of ninja. Okay, so here I'd like to share the voice of Ninja Hattori-kun with the theme song of the animation of Ninja. The title of this song means Here Comes Ninja Hattori Kanzo. In Japanese, Ninja Hattori Kanzo, Tadaima Sanjo. How did you like it? Could you catch the voice of Hattori-kun singing or speaking? Well, I hope you found some interest in ninja weapon names and tricks, sang and lyrics, which I'll talk about it later. And today, as another popular ninja animation, Nintama Rantaro has been broadcasted as TV anime series since 1994, which is another very, very popular animation here. And this anime is about students in the ninja school. Very comical and cute. Okay, let's go back to the actual ninja schools. The most popular schools of ninja has been said Iga-based or Koga-based. Maybe because of the comic Ninja Hattori-kun, and also because there are ninja museums based on these schools. Iga-ryu Ninja Museum is in Mie Prefecture, and I once went there too when I was a child. There are courses that you can take to learn how to throw shuriken, star-shaped throwing knife. It's called shuriken. And also historical areas that you can walk around is there, expositions of ninja clothes and weapons inside ninja residence, which is full of tricks, like secret doors, secret storage of swords. From Koga School or Koga Museum of Ninja, you can experience the one and only real ninja residence, which was built in Genroku era, which is about 300 years ago. It is a very, very interesting place to visit if you had a chance to come visit Japan. And here I'd like to introduce you another famous ninja name. Another popular ninja name is Fuma Kotaro. His name appeared in a game Sengoku Basara. Maybe some of you have played this game before. It's a TV game software by Capcom or Pazudora mobile application game by Gunho. It's been said that real Huma Kotaro's successors existed until 5th generation, but since 6th generation, it's been selected by the competition from the public. And on May 3rd, 7th generation of Huma Kotaro was selected, and this is becoming annual event in Odawara City. Which means you also have a chance to become official ninja if you had a chance to participate this festival. And as a note, there also is a contest for female ninja, which we call Kunoichi. Because ninja is a general term that describes male ninja, and for the female ninja, we have different term. And it's been called Kunoichi. Kunoichi. So, check out the Odawara City homepage every May if you're interested in becoming official ninja or Kunoichi, the successor of Huma Kotaro. And here comes another interesting ninja news from the current Japan. Last year, in Nagoya City area where I was born, there were a job offer posted that said, Ninja Teacher Wanted, with black clothes, which is well known as ninja's black costume, and Book of Secrets offered for the new hired ninja teacher. How interesting. And maybe this is showing that on the other side of this technological digital 21st Japanese society, maybe the ninja history is still continuing secretly. Okay, that's all for today, and don't forget to send me a request on a topic that you'd like to dig deeper together with Sawa-sensei.
それでは皆さん今日も最後まで聞いてくれてどうもありがとうございました。
Thank you for listening and hope to see you guys soon in our next episode. じゃあまたね。バイバイ。
ありがとう、Sawa-sensei. And remember, if you have any questions about Japan, its culture, and its beautiful language, be sure to write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com with the subject line, Ask Sawa-sensei. Now, I know that some of you had your ears burning when Sawa-sensei mentioned the legendary Hattori Hanzo, and that may be because of the Quentin Tarantino movie Kill Bill. In the film, the bride meets with a master swordsmith in Okinawa whose name is Hattori Hanzo. And in the film, he's played by Sonny Chiba, who has portrayed Hanzo and all of his descendants in the popular Japanese series Kage no Gundam, or Shadow Warriors, as it's known in America. In fact, Tarantino went so far as to officially name the character Hattori Hanzo the 14th, so as to bring the famous ninja bloodline into the modern-day world. So, there's a little extra pop culture ninja trivia for you. Let's get back to some music. Last year's best album from out of Japan came from an unexpected force, and that force was Not Banana. From Fetch, this is called Schemes of the Tales. Thank you. some easy action from Boom Boom Satellites. That comes from their 2007 album, Exposed. Last year they released the album Embrace, featuring a very unique version of the Beatles' classic Helter Skelter. They also dropped a cool live album called Experience 2, which was recorded at the famous Nippon Budokan. You know, 2014 has been a great year to be an anime fan, especially for those who are lovers of old shows. We're getting Cardcaptor Sakura back, thanks to the folks over at NIS America. Discotech is bringing back DNA Squared and the old classic Dragon Half OVA. But, you know, no one has been making more of a killing in the nostalgia market than Viz Media. Last March, they began re-releasing all of the Ranma 1/2 shows on Blu-ray, which was a fantastic remastering that any anime fan needs to own. Like, seriously, it's like one of those essential anime shows that needs to be in everyone's collection. But no one could have expected that massive bombshell that Viz Media dropped on everyone at this past weekend's Anime Central. The licensing of not only the new Sailor Moon Crystal series, but also the original anime. Yes, I know we just did a whole episode about that on No Borders, No Race, all about Sailor Moon, but this news is fucking big. All 200 episodes of Sailor Moon, including the never-before-released in the States Sailor Stars, plus the three films and all the specials, will be made available to the American audience with a new dub and digitally remastered. The company went on the Twitter to get some of those FAQs out of the way, too, including the fact that, one, Uranus and Neptune won't be cousins, which I think will make all of you members of my lesbian army very happy. The characters will go back to their original Japanese names, and that Zoiste will be a dude and not changed into a chick. In other words, we're getting the original anime series as it was intended to be seen. Now, for those of you who may be sad that we won't be getting the original dub, you know, I feel your pain. These were the voices that we grew up with, after all. But, you know, with that being said, there should be no utterances of complaining whatsoever. No one thought we'd ever see these episodes back here in America. In fact, it's been 10 years since we've seen the original series in some form, and that was when ADV Films released that horrid sub of Season 1. But all of us fans can breathe a sigh of relief, a large sigh, mind you, that this show that got so many people into anime is coming back to America in full force. The dub will begin rolling out this fall, but you can now start watching the sub on both Neon Alley and Hulu with the first 4 episodes, because they're on right now, including the second episode, which has never been seen in America before. And then on every Monday, 2 additional episodes will be rolled out. And I suggest getting on that as soon as this episode is over. But, you know, I'll understand if you want to pause here and get to watching Sailor Moon immediately. But if you still want to tune in, then let's continue on with some music. So, on that Sailor Moon special episode with Andrew, Jonathan, Scarlett, and Candy Jam, I mentioned a Swedish singer by the name of Nanne Grönvall. And I figured on this week's show, I'd spin that song I mentioned, the one that Princess Tutu AMV was too. From the album Altibod Vog, this song is called Harl on Meg.
Oh, ファイザー喉潤しクリスタルガイザーまるで砂漠のオエイシス俺も犯罪万歳参照その後に何感情こびうるピッチ化したキックスまさに波乱万丈妄想大暴走ドタマ派で通信操作渦巻く狂気まるで遺伝子操作ドクターサップギリギリ驚異的ハイピース鼓動のブレイクビーツ黄色い歓声かき消す戦略道の上より高級調整 OK いけるぜあと残り4小節俺を両足やれを両肺しけた後悔先に立たずてなご同輩 It's show time ふらつきまたアスリートイニシャル D 第一区間走んじゃまたに第二走者ポールポジレイザー鍵差し目覚め高速喧嘩バトンをつなぎ導く結果ってかいわば走りは雪原化ワン・ツー・スリー・フォージャッカイグニッションスケール見せつけ早田レイショー血液トレンドスミッション Here 掴む輝く一等第三走者エクストラベースピーカー鳴り物入り名乗る切り札のジョーカー新鮮噂の手をエクスプローラー一度きりだろうしときなあのめっちゃきらり光る目の奥に踊る光腹で抜く緑煙のドルコロに絡みつくメロに口ずさむメロディ耳に残る癖になりさかなり冷静かつ大胆かける構成体勢目指し駆け抜けるまずは再生会長手にした環境から成長影響し合う本能様すぎるよ見逃すなどこうこの態度掴む栄光でかい技量続ける魅力止まらない止められない突っ走る99ハイペース XPS
第4走者描写マイク走者リリカルローションビッグウォールアルティメイ反射なんてのはやらないエブリデイエブリナイレース俺たち永遠繰り返す汗あるゴールテープ突破弱さのレッパーマイルスレスレスーパー集中自分に勝つそれがモト相当激しい世紀末バトル第5走者操作折り合いで天下味方で水拳またのノースピードスターお待たせアンカーで参加ブラスター水拳速さ邪魔剣奏あとは任せな心に仕掛けんぞエンドまで剣道なしフルエンソ遠慮しねえぞ全開フルスピードリード広げるスペシャルチーム
いいぞ
石鹸16レベル75まさに
い
いよ16ブギーダルーキー君のマイクチェキ紫の殺し屋ウサギ最強助っ人年男ファイナリスト役もぶっちぎる世界史のラストスパートレポート
見えてきました戦闘は水拳に
独走
どうやら差は開く一方
イエー楽勝圧倒的勝利広まるキャノンボールバックスレート独断長ゴールデンゴール
Shaka Zombie with a 64 bars relay featuring Dabo, Zebus, and Suiken. That comes off of their Journey of Foresight LP. You know, not much has been happening within Shaka Zombie as of late, but Suchi has been busy behind her turntables for various other Japanese artists, but hopefully they'll one day regroup to do another album somewhere down the line.Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bears Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, if you are in a band and want to be featured on the show, or if you have any questions for our friend Sawa Sensei, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com.And on Twitter at king_baby_duck. And do not forget to like us on facebook.com/Boston Bash Brigade. And of course, there's also the other shows under the Land of Ash, including Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro, and the Issues Program. We're going to end the show with some Asian Kung Fu Generation, but not something new. In fact, what I'm about to spin is a track from something that most AKG fans have never heard.This is a track from an EP entitled The Time Passed and I Couldn't See You Again. And the only way you could have gotten this EP was by buying it from the trunk of their car back when they were just starting out. I honestly don't know where else you're going to find one of these songs, so perhaps we can call this a No Borders, No Race semi-exclusive? Anyways, this track is called I Wonder IfEverybody can sing their scream. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.